Chapter 15. The land allotted to the tribe of Judah for their families extended to the boundary of Edom, the wilderness of Zin, to the Negeb at its southern end. Their southern boundary ran from the extremity of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward, and it extended south to the ascent of Akrabim, passed over to Zin, then went up from the south to Kadesh Barnea, over to Hezron, up to Adar, and went around toward Karka. Then it passed on to Asmon and extended to the Wadi of Egypt, and the boundary ended at the sea. This was their southern boundary. The eastern boundary was the Salt Sea, up to the end of the Jordan, and the boundary at the northern corner was at the Bay of the Sea, at the end of the Jordan. The boundary went up to Beth Hogla and passed over at the north of Beth Araba, and the boundary went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. The boundary went up to Debir at the valley of Achor and turned northward to Gilgal, which is in front of the ascent of Adummim that is south of the Wadi. And the boundary passed over to the waters of Enshemesh and ended at Enrogel. The boundary went up to the valley of the son of Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusite at the south, that is, Jerusalem. And the boundary went up to the top of the mountain that faces the valley of Hinnom to the west, which is at the extremity of the valley of Rephaim to the north. And the boundary was marked from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Naphtoah and extended to the cities of Mount Ephron. And the boundary was marked to Baalah, that is, Kiriath-Jearim. The boundary went around from Baalah westward to Mount Seir and passed over to the slope of Mount Jearim at the north, that is, Kesalon, and it went down to Beth Shemesh and passed over to Timnah. And the boundary extended to the slope of Ekron to the north, and the boundary was marked to Shikaron and passed over to Mount Baalah and extended to Jabneel, and the boundary ended at the sea. The western boundary was at the Great Sea and its coast. This was the boundary of the descendants of Judah by their families on all sides. And to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a share among the descendants of Judah at the order of Jehovah to Joshua, namely, Kiriath Arba. Arba was the father of Anak, that is, Hebron. So Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, descendants of Anak. Then he went up from there against the inhabitants of Debir. The name of Debir was previously Kiriath Sefer. Caleb then said,
"To the man who strikes Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give my daughter Aksa as a wife."
And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, captured it. So he gave him his daughter Aksa as a wife. While she was going home, she urged him to ask her father for a field. Then she dismounted from her donkey. Caleb asked her,
"What do you want?"
She said,
"Please grant me a blessing, for you have given me a piece of land in the south. Give me also Galath-Maim."
So he gave her Upper Galath and Lower Galath. This was the inheritance of the tribe of Judah by their families. The cities at the extremity of the tribe of Judah toward the boundary of Edom in the south were Kabzeel, Eder, Jager, Kina, Dimona, Adada, Kedesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Hazor Hadada, and Kiriath Hezron, that is, Hazor, Amam, Shema, Moleda, Hazar Gada, Heshmon, Beth Pellet, Hazar Shul, Beer Sheba, Biziothiah, Baala, Ayam, Ezem, El Tolad, Kizel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebaoth, Shilhim, Aen, and Rimmon, a total of 29 cities together with their settlements. In the Shephelah there were Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azika, Shearaim, Adithaim, and Gedira and Gederathaim, 14 cities and their settlements. Zenan, Hadasha, Migdalgad, Dilean, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabon, Lamam, Kitlish, Gedirath, Beth Dagon, Naamah, and Makeda, 16 cities and their settlements. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Kila, Akzib, and Marisha, 9 cities and their settlements. Ekron and its dependent towns and its settlements. From Ekron westward, all that is alongside Ashdod and their settlements. Ashdod, its dependent towns and its settlements. Gaza, its dependent towns and its settlements. Down to the Wadi of Egypt, the Great Sea, and the adjacent region. And in the mountainous region, Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities and their settlements. Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities and their settlements. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutta, Jezreel, Joktiam, Zenoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities and their settlements. Halhol, Bethzer, Gedor, Meorath, Beth-Anoth, and Eltikon, 6 cities and their settlements. Kiriath Baal, that is, Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities and their settlements. In the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midin, Sekeka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and Engedi, 6 cities and their settlements. As for the Jebusites who were dwelling in Jerusalem, the men of Judah were not able to drive them away. So the Jebusites continue dwelling with the people of Judah in Jerusalem to this day.